by Knaus BMW.
So here we are on the day before the Fed makes maybe one of its most important interest rate decisions in years, and the market is blithely carrying along as if it has no concerns in the world. Let's talk about things with Mike Willman, President Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Hi, Mike. Welcome back to the Noon Business Hour.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
We have been talking all along about valuations on Wall Street and whether the market has gotten ahead of what fundamentals really are worth. And now today, with the Fed decision coming out tomorrow, this market continues to plow ahead. What's going on? What's the sentiment as you see it?
I think, the markets are obviously chugging along. And I think, people are betting the Fed will not raise rates. I think you see leading economists polled, they're looking at a probability of only around 25% tomorrow of a rate hike. I think most people are looking to the October meeting now for a possible rate increase. And I think one of the biggest things you're seeing that's giving the Fed pause is that inflation is not hitting the Fed's target. As a reminder, low inflation is a sign of economic weakness. I think depressed oil prices have caused the consumer price index to actually decline in July. So overall, we're having just a very slight increase in prices over the past year of 0.2%. So even if we do see a rate hike soon, the reality is with global growth rates weak now and likely weak in the near future, I think interest rates are going to be low for a while. I think you're also seeing investors need to keep in mind that a rate hike isn't necessarily bad for markets. It actually indicates that our economy is getting stronger. And any rate hike that you see from the Fed is going to be gradual. I've said this all along. You'll likely see very gentle moves up of maybe a quarter to a half a percent, not a large bump up that's going to rattle markets severely.
What is the real effect of what a rate increase, even a very small one, would have on your clients?
I don't think it's going to have much of an effect at all. I think you might see some nervousness in the markets initially. But again, it's a signal that our economy is doing well. So, you might have a little bit of damage to, bond portfolios as rates go up. But in the long term, it's been very difficult for our retired clients to make any money because they want to have, a more conservative portfolio, and bond yields are just non-existent. So, in the long run, that could definitely help as rates go up. In the long run, that could help retired clients.
I just read this morning, I think it might have been the Wall Street Journal, that when you look at history, whenever the Fed has raised rates along the way, anywhere from 15 to 18 months down the road, the economy goes into recession. Do you see that as a possibility this time?
I think that we're plugging along pretty well. I mean, obviously, there's nervousness about the global economy with China's slowdown. When you're talking about a China slowdown, you're talking about an economy that's still growing at an amazing rate. Twice or three times what a lot of economies are doing. So, I don't see that as a real possibility down the road.
Do you think the Fed would take into account the volatility in the markets here at home?
Sure, that has to be in the back of their mind. When they're looking at the recent market volatility that we have, that has to be there. But I think it's more, looking at the targets that they have, in terms of inflation rates and other things.
Well, now, wait a minute. That goes well beyond the Fed's purview, which is interest rates and employment. To consider what the market is going to do is well beyond their charge.
I think they pretend like they don't pay attention to it, but they certainly do. And, when you look at what happened during the financial crisis and the cratering of the markets, that has to be in the back of the minds of the Fed officials. It just has to be.
And of course, the problems in the world economy, and specifically with China right now.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a slowdown there. Their markets are very up and down. You had a tremendous run up in the markets, and then a big fall down. So yeah, that's certainly a concern.
What are you advising your clients to do now, Mike? Are you buying into any sectors? Getting out of any sectors?
Sherman, we're always looking opportunistically at underpriced markets. Right now, the markets that are cheap, unfortunately, are commodities and emerging markets. And I think both of those areas are going to have some headwinds before they recover. So we're not significantly overweighting those areas at this time. We're just kind of wait and see and look for those markets to overcome some of their obstacles and gain some traction. I think in terms of commodities, you're seeing oil drives commodities mainly. That's one of the main drivers of commodity prices. And I don't think you're going to see much of a sustained recovery in oil prices until some of the production disappears. You know, obviously we have overproduction in the United States with rates as high, with oil prices as high as they were, you know, and new hydraulic fracking techniques and stuff. So unless you see some of that disappear, I think, you know, oil is going to have a tough time moving.
Oil up a couple dollars right now at $46.74. Thanks very much, Mike. Good to talk with you. Mike Willman, President, Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. And ahead, personal finance.